And welcome to another episode of Extra Credit, where we take a little time after the episode to kind of talk about stuff that really didn't fit into the main episode, but we wanted to put it there anyway. And if you didn't catch the last episode, it was episode lesson 110, where we talked about Infinity War. And one of the things, whenever it comes up with films like this, one of the things we always debate before we go on the air is, should we spoil the movie or should we not spoil the movie? I think that's one of those questions where, if you're a purist where you want people to engage into the story, then you're like, no, don't spoil it. But then if you're like, no, but people really need to hear everything and blah, 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 then you're probably more for like spoiling it. So I think Spencer's one of those types of people who like to spoil movies.
No.
I think you are.
No, no.
You're a spoiler.
Well, okay. It really depends on like who you're talking to and what the movie is. For instance, if we're talking about Citizen Kane, like, I wouldn't expect, like, ooh, no spoilers. That movie's 70 years
old. Hold on. You've seen Citizen Kane?
No. But I know that his sled is Rosebud. That's what everyone says.
You just spoiled it for everybody who hasn't seen it.
It's 70 years old. You've had 70 years to see it.
I have seen it, but that's not what this conversation's about.
No, let's kind of go around the table. What are your thoughts on spoiling movies? How do you feel about giving spoilers away to people who haven't seen movies? Let me start with Chad, because I know Spencer
has to be. I can be succinct on this one.
Okay.
Because, quite frankly, because of this podcast, it's sort of the mentality that I apply whenever we talk about any movie that we see. I say, do everything in your power to not spoil movies that you know pretty much everybody's going to want to see. And for those movies that are not as worth people's time, spoil whatever the heck you want.
Oh, yeah.
That's my philosophy in a nutshell. So, like, for example, we did Rampage.
Yeah.
Recently. And episode 109. Right?
Check it out.
109?
Yeah. 109.
And we spoiled quite a few things there because it's not a movie, number one, that most people would make an appointment to see.
That movie was garbage.
And number two, it wasn't very good. So let us save you the trouble. We'll spoil things. And then if you still want to see those things play out on the screen, by all means, go see it.
Yeah.
Episode or lesson 110, Avengers Infinity War, which we have not seen as of recording that episode. We will do a recap after we see it.
Yes.
That was a preview. But something like Infinity War, everybody's going to want to go see that, or at least know somebody who wants to go see that, that they shouldn't also be spoiling it for. So we'll have to tread lightly when we review that one. Even if we do agree to spoil some general broad things, we will not spoil specific things because you don't want to rob people of that moment. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like the original Avengers movie. One of the best parts of that movie was when the Hulk picks up Loki and tosses him around like a rag doll. And the impact of that moment on the crowd in the theater was so pronounced and good, you didn't want to tell your, well, good-natured people like us didn't want to tell our friends that it was there.
Yeah.
We wanted them to experience it for themselves because you can't talk your way into that level of funny. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to see it. It's just, it's something you have to see to really enjoy to the fullest. So don't spoil something like that, even though it's not even a main plot point.
Interesting.
I don't know. Philosophy. I mean, so for me, I think I really have a hard time. Like, it just happened today. I was talking to somebody about A Quiet Place, and they're normally not into horror movies, is what they phrase it as. They don't like horror movies. And they were like, but they've heard all this great stuff about A Quiet Place, and so they wanted to know about the movie. And my first reaction to that was, well, then go see the movie, and you know, you'll figure out everything. And they're like, no, I just want to read it. I just want to know what happens in the movie. And in that moment, I was kind of at a crossroads where I was like, I could either choose to allow her to go in whatever direction she wants, look for it wherever she wants online, and find the spoilers, or I could be a storyteller and explain the way the film ends and allow myself, unfortunately, to be the spoiler, but also the person who explains it in the way that I received it. And I think...
Well, I think there's a difference if you're talking person to person versus a group or a broadcast like this.
Yeah.
Like if you have an agreement or permission, I guess you could say, from the person you're talking to, like say the person you talk to says, yeah, I want to know what happens, then you have free rein.
Mm-hmm.
I think spoilers really are more when you're publishing something, even on like social media or your blog or something, where somebody could find it that, you know, for whatever reason, they didn't know that you were going to give away something crucial, and they do care, and now they know it before they want to, and that upsets them. Versus interpersonally, if you have permission to tell them, then tell them. I spoiled the ending of A Quiet Place one-on-one with people because they told me to. But in our review, lesson 108, for those of you keeping score at home, in our review, we did not spoil the ending of the movie. In fact, there were a number of things in the movie that we did not spoil because it's good enough you should be going to the theater to see it. Part of the experience of that film is seeing it in the theater.
What do you think, Spence? Do you think spoiling it, period, is okay? Or do you think everybody should watch the dang movie on their own time and you not give a single thing away?
Okay, now there's several trains of thought on this.
Because, oh, boy.
Well, there's a lot to really process through because it depends on who you're talking to. Like, are you talking to one person or a group? Because there's different rules for different times. But mostly, like if a movie just came out, like, you really shouldn't spoil it unless, you know, it's, you know, a friend or someone who just wants to, like, have a vague idea. You can, like, give light spoilers. Or if they're, like, just the person who doesn't want to even bother, you can just tell them the whole thing. It really depends on the situation. But generally, for me, like, well, let's take Infinity War. I'm not really going to be telling anyone anything until, like, a month out.
A month out?
Yeah. You have 1 month with me, and then everything's fair game. Unless you've specifically said something.
That's very generous. I'm not that generous. I am generous with specifics.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say things like, yeah, there are four things in that movie that you will not see coming, mm-hmm. and you will want to talk about it afterward. Go see it right now.
Well, I also...
I'll do things like that.
There'll be like things like your example of Hulk beating up Loki. Like, I wouldn't even mention that stuff just so that they'll have like surprises.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't want to ruin...
Yeah.
Those like totally unexpected amazing moments, good or bad.
Yeah.
Do you guys think so? Obviously, this kind of conversation was spurned out of the Instagram posts and tweets by the Russo brothers, who created these really interesting posts with the gauntlet in it, stating it was a letter in letter form stating to not release any details about the film if you've seen it. Abstain from posting any spoilers and abstain from seeing any spoilers because you want to go into this movie fresh. And I just...
Hashtag Thanos demands your silence.
Silence!
Oy.
That was epic. That was fantastic.
Well, here's the thing. I was listening to that and I was looking at Rocket on his shirt and I'm like, hey, rabid raccoon in this side of this table. Here's my thought. And I'm just going to play devil's advocate. Why should anybody adhere to somebody like the director? Why should they adhere to something like that and not post a spoiler when you're allowing the people? People are paying to see the film. People are paying for the experience. If I want to post the entire script on socials or on the internet, if I want to, I feel like I should have to because I paid already for that experience. Why should something like that keep me from doing so?
Well, like, I think you're right. You've paid for the experience. You have a right, if you want to just put it out there. However, like, if people like get mad at you, you have to deal with the fallout from your own decisions. It's about adulthood, people.
It's about adulthood. Because my mindset... So, like I said, I'm just playing devil's advocate. Don't start sending us angry letters and
say... Or just send them all to Eddie.
I'll give you Spencer's address later on the...
And I'll give them to him.
It's one of those things where I feel like even though this was done in a very nonchalant and even playful way, I think as members of the press, you look at that and you're like, that is a mandate that is optional to me. Like, I've been writing for the last 5 years, you know, working with different outlets. And one of the things that any member of the press hates is additional mandates from either a studio or the director. And something like this sounds like a mandate. And for me, I see this and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to follow that. If as soon as the embargo date is up for this, I'm going to post whatever I need to because I want the click-throughs. I need the traffic. I want the site to be visited by more people than your site, Spencer.
Well, I never thought that was to the press. I thought that was just to the general public.
It is.
Yeah.
They've asked the general public to also... And it's a request. It's not a mandate. They're not saying we're going to come and prosecute you. But
you never know.
But I think what they're doing is appealing to your... I don't know, your higher sensibilities of like, you wouldn't want something important ruined for you. So don't do something that's going to accidentally ruin it for somebody else. Like, take away that moment from them. They've been building. If I'm somebody who never has ever picked up a comic book, but I go to the movies, let's say specifically in America, I go to the movies in America every year, and I've seen all of the Marvel films. So in general, I kind of know what's going on. Maybe I care, maybe I don't. I still might not want you to ruin this one because this is a decade, this is the culmination of a decade of storytelling. And they've already said numerous times, there are things in this movie that you will not see coming. And every person who wants to experience it deserves to have that experience because all of us have invested time and money and conversational energy and whatnot over the years. So everyone deserves to have that moment where Hulk slams Loki around like a rag doll. You deserve to have that moment without having had it ruined already. And it sounds like this movie has a bunch of individual elements that should not be ruined. I think that it's their way of saying, be considerate. Don't be self-centered like, oh, I know everything and I'm going to just talk about it. Because guess what? Hundreds, if not thousands, of members of the press at the very least and some non-press members have already seen the movie by now. So you're not actually that special. Even from the first, if you were at the world premiere in Los Angeles, you know, on Monday evening.
Yeah.
There were hundreds of people in that theater with you. So, like, yes, that's highly exclusive, but you're not the only person who knows this stuff. It's in short, it's not about you.
Yeah, Spence. Telling people Rosebud's a sled. What's wrong with you?
70 years. They had time.
And mind you, like I said, I'm just playing devil's advocate. Please don't leave us scathing reviews on our iTunes page or anything. It's just the...
Well, and honestly, from the press standpoint, this is an opinion that I have here too. There are ways to talk about things without giving it away.
We
have to do that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with Marvel movies.
Because it seems like every twist and turn is... something of a larger, as we've seen from the very beginning, every little piece is just part of a larger story, even no matter how small it is. All the way from, you know, you having stuff like Iron Man 2, where you see, or no, Iron Man 1, where you see Captain America's shield in the background, and you're like, oh, that was a cool Easter egg, and then everybody knows, and all of a sudden, oh, by the way, we're making Captain America the first Avenger. And it's like, oh, okay. So it's one of those things where being in the position that we're in, as far as podcasters, we have to be able to talk around certain things well enough to where we dance with that line, but we never cross it.
Sure. I mean, you can say something like, if you wanted to, you could even say, pay attention to Shuri. You know, like if something happens with that character, that because of the hubbub, it would be easy to... like miss a certain moment, you can say like, just pay attention to that character so you don't miss something cool. You know, that's not a huge spoiler.
Here's a question I have for both of you guys, for the table. What was the worst spoiler you ever received for a movie?
It's a bit of a challenge.
That is a challenge.
Well, I could. So I'll go ahead and go first. Mm-hmm. It was when Sixth Sense came out, and my parents weren't sure as to whether or not what it was like, so they waited until it was on DVD to rent it, and so we we didn't get a chance to see it in theaters, but we rented it on DVD. We had it at the house, and or it might have been VHS, whatever at the time. And we had it on the table. We had some friends over, and they came over, and they're like, "Oh, hey, how blah blah blah." They were over for whatever, and they happened to see the film on the table, and they're like, "Oh, The Sixth Sense. That was a great movie. Did you see it?" And before my mom could be like, "No, we haven't seen it," or whatever. "Yeah, it's so crazy that he's just a ghost in the end, right?" And my mom's like, "We haven't seen it." And they're like, "Oh, I am so sorry. Oh my god." It was such a, you know, mistake on their end that they ended up leaving because they felt so bad.
Wow.
They're like, we're so sorry. Oh my, you know what? We got to go anyway, so we're going to go ahead and go.
It went total, like, tail between the legs, completely disgraced.
But it was like...
Show yourself the door.
I was like, man, I really hope that's not the way this movie ends, because that's kind of like, that's like a whole Casper thing. See, I saw the movie, and I'm like, oh, yeah, he is a ghost. Okay. So,
yeah, I mean, I guess, in a way, I was already thinking The Sixth Sense, but nobody told me. They told me that there was a twist, and that was enough of a clue to figure it out along the way.
Mm.
So I figured it out before, and I usually don't. I the caveat to that is I'm not the kind of person who goes into a movie and tries to figure it out. Mm. I want to go on the journey that you want me to go on. I just that's the way I am with artistic product like that. But that one, because I had been told by numerous people, there's a major twist in this movie. I couldn't not. It's like, you know, don't think about the purple polka dotted elephant in the corner of the room. Like, what are you looking at? Like, what do you haven't pictured in your mind? You can't not think about what somebody told you to not think about. So, I think that was probably, I don't know. There's probably been other things where they've actually spoiled something for me and I'm just not remembering them. But that one, I didn't go through the whole journey with the
that
film.
That one, you actually spoiled it for yourself.
I figured it out along the way, which I know some people love doing. They love figuring stuff out before they happen.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm not one of those people.
No, you know what? Hold on.
Oh, I got to extend. He's throwing stuff around.
I got to extend this time. So we're recording at home right now, and right upstairs is my wife. And
oh boy.
I'm probably going to be.
I'm going to need another glass of water.
Word to the wise, gentlemen. When you get married, you not only marry your significant other, you marry a film critic. Because I cannot watch any movie with my wife without her already trying to figure it out before the movie is already 5 minutes underway. She will use every bit of mind power that she has to try to noodle her way through the entire storyline of what 10 minutes has given, just so she can spoil it for me. She does this purposefully. I swear, you could have sworn it was written in our vows. I will love you till death do us part, and I will ruin every movie for you by trying to figure it out before you do. So just to let you guys know, this is what you guys are headed towards. You marry a film critic. So just so you know.
Interesting.
It's... You guys have no idea. I will sit on this couch over here and try to watch a movie we haven't seen. What are we watching? Why is he doing that? Is he this? He's probably this. You know what? He's this. Oh, yeah, she's totally going to die. Look, watch. Oh, yeah. Told you she was going to die. And I'm like, I am watching the same movie you are. I am trying to see the same storyline you are. And that is my life, gentlemen.
That is... It's a hard life. The struggle is real.
Spencer, do you have anything that was spoiled for you?
I have been trying to remember because there was a movie where they release a trailer for it, and I'm like, this seems like it's kind of giving out the whole movie, and it was, and I was super mad about it. And I don't remember which movie it was. It's really bothering me.
It wasn't The Amazing Bulk, was it? So bad.
Yeah, no. If you've got like 2 minutes, you should check out The Amazing Bulk trailer on YouTube.
You shouldn't.
Horrific.
You will spoil your just entire life.
Just that's don't. That's it. That's all you need to see. Don't
I will say, there's one. This connects to our broader theme of the week, which is Marvel Cinematic Universe and all that jazz. It wasn't spoiled for me, but I was standing next to somebody who had it spoiled for them what Ben Kingsley was doing in Iron Man 3.
Ah, okay.
When the marketing showed you one thing, and then when you went and saw the movie, at first it looked like everything matched, and then you learn that there's a different story element. Even now, I don't want to spoil it if you haven't seen it. So what he actually is, I watched somebody spoil that for somebody else, and I got on their case about it as soon as that person walked away, not knowing that it was actually a kind of a big deal. Like, why would you tell them that? It's disappointing, yes, but don't vent about it because they haven't seen it.
I thought it was a joke when it happened. I was like, this isn't how this movie's going. And it was.
It was going to be like the double blind or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's pretending to be this because he's actually what you thought he was.
Yeah.
And he's throwing you off the scent. I thought that for a couple minutes, too.
And then I was sad.
Trevor.
Ever.
Well, with that, Spence, why don't you wrap us up?
This has been Extra Credit with the Film Philosophers. We'll see you next time.
That'll do.